Well, hello there. It's been a long time. I think the last podcast I did was in July. And I'm thinking back, wondering why. And every once in a while, I think about recording one, but then something happens to keep me from having the time to do that. Or it just didn't seem like something I felt like doing at the time. Since July, we, like a lot of other people, have been through a lot of sadness. By the way, I'm taking my morning walk. That's why it sounds like I'm outside, because I am. Let's see. I can't even remember the dates, but we had a friend. We have a friend, my dearest friend, who was very ill with a skin condition and with another underlying health issue, who contracted COVID. And I didn't hear from her for a day, even though I was trying to get a hold of her. And she lives four doors down from me. So I was thinking, you know, I've got to go over there. And it wasn't a whole day. It was probably about four or five hours, which was unusual. Usually I would hear back from her. And so I grabbed a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, who is a retired nurse, and we went over to check on her, and she was very nearly in a coma. She really couldn't respond, and so her blood sugar was through the roof, and her skin condition was bleeding all over the place. And so, needless to say, we called 911 and they airlifted her to a local hospital, one in about 45 miles away, actually. She was there and they instantly put her, after assessing her, of course, instantly put her in a coma. And she remained in the coma for over a week. In the meantime, another very, very dear friend in Hayfork, a town about 32 miles away, three friends actually, one we heard who had some terrible fires this summer. The Monument fire came within 3 miles of our house. And during that time, Hayfork was also assaulted by the same fire, and they were evacuated. We evacuated for one day and then came back, but our friend Cindy evacuated and went to, I believe it was Oregon, and suddenly I heard that she had died of COVID, just like that. I didn't even know she was sick. Nobody really did. And it took such a short period of time, it was just shocking. And that just broke my heart. Within days after that, I had another friend who, such a sweet, sweet lady, who contracted COVID, was hospitalized, got pneumonia, was put on a ventilator. And another family who we are very, very close to, the entire family got it while they were evacuated from Hayfork. And one of them is a young man who is quadriplegic and has lung conditions, and we were thinking, oh no, this is not good. But he skated through it really good. His grandfather, on the other hand, who is a pastor, the longest preaching pastor in Hayfork, 42 years actually, he got COVID and he got pneumonia in both lungs. They put him on a ventilator, and he was on a ventilator at the same time as my friend who I first spoke about, in the same hospital. Although he was still conscious and praying for her and sending her love while he was, of course, struggling to breathe himself. So Keith, the friend who also went on a ventilator, struggled, and they had him in a coma, and they put him on a ventilator. And long story short, he died. I'm still shaken by this. He just died. And there's just no reason for this. And Sandy, the woman who is a friend who also had pneumonia and was on a ventilator, she died 2 days before Keith. So within 2 weeks, we lost Cindy and Sandy and Keith. My friend who lives four doors down from me went to a rehab center, and she's now home, and she just caught a bad cold, just what she needs. Her skin condition is doing very well, and so is her other underlying health issue. But she's still very, very weak. She can't really walk very far. She can't drive. Very dependent upon others to help. And so I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer here. But what it has done for me is mainly because I was looking for pictures, because we're doing a tribute to Pastor Keith tonight for Trinity Adult and Teen Challenge. I was looking for pictures. And we have a picture of him with one of our birds, but we don't have a picture of him with us. The same with OT, who passed away, oh goodness, maybe 6 years ago. We don't have any pictures of him with us. So friends, I want to put this bug in your ear. There are many people in your life who are special to you. Start taking pictures with them. Because if you wait and later on you realize, yeah, we went lots of places together and we did lots of things together, but we never took a picture together. It's heartbreaking. It really is. And yes, you do have the memories, but there's just something about that image that you can look at and it warms your heart. So that's kind of what I wanted to say today. Treasure, and we hear this a lot, and yeah, it's all about love and blah, blah. But truly, at this time, don't wait until your friends start dying before you realize how very precious they are to you. Realize that they're given to you for a reason. It's true, some friends come and go, because they serve a purpose in your life, and then that purpose has passed. But sometimes they come back. Realize that God places everyone in your life for a reason. And sometimes we need reminders of that reason. I know one friend, I made a bad decision, a bad call, and did something I shouldn't have done. Not with that person, but it affected them. And that person passed away. And now, when I see that picture, I renew the resolve to never ever repeat that sin again, because it was a sin. It was something that I should not have done, but I did it out of fear. But because of that, it affected that person's opinion of me for a while. I'd like to believe that we healed it, we were able to reconcile. But friends, I just want to let you know that we do have friends, they're acquaintances, I should say. And they're kind of people that we see occasionally here and there. Maybe we see them at church on Sunday. And then there are friends who we contact and we talk to regularly. And then there are closer friends that we just really love, and we reach out to them more frequently. And then there are our very closest heart friends. Those are our inner circle friends. Those are the friends that we can go to who will tell us the truth in love when we need to have our eyesight adjusted. When we need to adjust the way we are seeing things, our perception, so to speak. Those are our heart friends. Just make a point. We all have cell phones. We all have some way of taking pictures. Just take a picture and capture that relationship in a photo. Because there are times when maybe you've had a little bit of a rift and you're not as close as you used to be. But I'm telling you, if you look at that picture and you see maybe the love and the fun in the eyes of both of you, it will help to mend whatever silliness has happened. This life is so temporary, and all of the circumstances that we are going through are temporary. But I have to tell you, I believe that our relationships are permanent, and they are what we make them to be. So if you can create beauty between you and another person or other people, and maintain that relationship through the tough stuff, have those hard conversations, I believe not only does it elevate you, it elevates them. And by elevate, I mean it lifts you up, you know. But I believe that it grows you in the knowledge of what the kingdom is truly like. I believe that the kingdom is filled with relationships, because that's what God is. God was the first family, Father, Son, and Spirit. God was the first family. And Jesus calls us friend. You cannot call somebody a friend unless you have love in your heart for them. So relationships are incredibly, incredibly precious. Can you imagine going through life without having any friends, any family, anyone who loves you? There are people in the world who are like that. So just for today, think about the people in your lives. In your life, excuse me. Think about the people that you interact with daily. And don't be afraid or ashamed or embarrassed to tell your friends that you love them. So that's it for today, as the barking dog says. Just for today, set this day aside to look at your friendships. And realize what it is that God put them in your life for. He puts them in your life to help you to grow. So look at each person that you truly care for and examine in your heart what it is that you are getting out of that friendship. And I want to also encourage you, give more than you get. All right, friends. So that's it for today. God bless you. And let's treasure each other today. All right? Bye-bye now.